Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I understand that there is some good news that's recently been announced for a fish hatchery in your area that's been open for a long time. What's going on?
Well, this is certainly great news for area anglers as the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission met this week and announced that they would postpone action on a proposal that they had earlier this year to close the Oswego Trout Hatchery in Potter County. The Oswego Hatchery is important for maintaining quality fishing opportunities in our region. The Fish and Boat Commission Executive Director had proposed closing the Oswego Hatchery along with two other warm water hatcheries in an effort, as he claimed, to save $2 million in the commission's budget. However, with nearly $50 million in uncommitted reserve funds available within the agency, there was never a need to close any hatcheries at this time. I recognize the financial challenges facing the Fish and Boat Commission, and I'm certainly committed to working with the Board of Commissioners to address the long-range fiscal health of the agency. But closing hatcheries is something that should never have been proposed. I want to commend Bill Brock from Elk County. He's our regional fish commissioner for all of his hard work to keep the hatchery open. And I think this is great news for our region.
There's also some interesting increases in the state budget for some programs that are very meaningful, especially to those who spend time in the outdoors. And some of that has to do with Lyme disease in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, one of the top priorities in the state budget is to fund things that we consider core functions of government. And certainly, healthcare issues are very important. And we were able to actually provide additional support for the fight against Lyme disease. Pennsylvania leads the nation in the number of Lyme disease cases. So as part of the state budget, we've dedicated $2.5 million in state funding to help combat and treat those affected by the disease. Efforts will include building a more robust Lyme disease prevention and education program and really working through healthcare providers and local health departments. The funding will specifically address recommendations outlined by the Lyme Disease Task Force created by the General Assembly in 2014. So I think this is very important funding. It's something that we have to combat because Lyme disease is affecting so many people throughout our Commonwealth.
Also, in this year's state budget, there was some new money for schools to help deal with an important topic, and that's school safety. What are some of the details folks need to know?
Well, school safety is another one of those top priorities for us, and as part of the budget, we appropriated additional funding for school safety initiatives, including a new $60 million block grant program for schools that will allow schools to identify their specific security needs and apply for grants to fund things like school police officers, resource officers, counselors, mental health counselors, violence prevention initiatives, and emergency preparedness plans, including physical upgrades to school buildings. This is a program that every school district in the Commonwealth that applies will receive a grant. So I think it's a very important initiative as part of the budget to boost school safety.
We're also coming up on hunting season, and I understand that the Game Commission has some education courses set up for those who are getting their license for the first time. What's going on?
Well, state law requires first-time hunters and trappers, regardless of age, to complete a hunter-trapper education training course before they can buy their Pennsylvania hunting license. And you can actually complete it online, or there are classes scheduled in our area. There's a class scheduled in Shinglehouse on Saturday, August 18th at the Oswego Valley Rod and Gun Club. There's a course scheduled starting on Tuesday, September 18th in Kane at the Kane Fish and Game Sportsman's Club. And then there's a course scheduled in Austin starting on Saturday, September 22nd at the Austin Costello Sportsman's Club on First Fork Road. There's additional courses that will be scheduled. You can check the Game Commission's website for more information. And in addition, the 2018-19 Hunting and Trapping Digests are available. These are the books that the Game Commission is now charging for, but I have copies available at my district offices, and they're available free of charge for anyone who would like to stop by and pick one up.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.